Hello, hello. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching and the Performance Project. This might sound a little crazy, but right now I'm going to tell you to stop believing everything you think. I'm going to talk to you about the difference between story and reality. This may seem like an obvious distinction, but I promise you it's not. Our brains tell us lots of stories that we take at face value to be true. When we act on those stories, we often miss out on experiences and success that we could enjoy if we were to make decisions based on what is actually real rather than on our interpretations. In order to perform optimally and live a drama-free life, it's important that you begin to distinguish between what is true and what is a story that you've created in your mind. Most people walk around in the world operating as if their stories are true. They make decisions and they're guided by things they believe to be true, but are actually not. Most wars, arguments, and great injustices are the result of this human tendency. When it comes to your perceptions about what you are and are not capable of, this can be a deal breaker if you're not able to suss out the difference. And by deal breaker, I mean you'll not move forward out of any old unhelpful patterns you have unless you develop an awareness of what is real and what is interpretation. It's our tendency to think interpretation is the truth. This often causes us to keep going over the same old ground, staying safe, and hiding out in indecision. We make up stories about time, about money, about what other people think, about being overwhelmed or busy or discouraged. Many of us have opinions, beliefs, and ideas that we just take for granted as the truth. We make assumptions and make decisions based on those. We all do it. I had a rider tell me that she was unable to take the performance project because her trainer wouldn't allow it. She said this to me as if it were a fact. I asked her how she knew that to be true. She said she'd had a trainer a few years ago that got upset when she took a lesson from another trainer. Based on that experience, she'd developed a belief that trainers do not support education outside their own programs. And her assumption about her current trainer became the truth in her mind. Once she investigated, of course, she found out that this was not the case. She felt totally liberated, and she also could no longer use that belief as an excuse to not grow and learn. I had a trainer tell me she could not raise her rates because her clients would all leave. This belief had kept her spinning her wheels for years. It was totally untrue. I had a Microsoft manager tell me he could not work remotely because everyone would think he was lazy. His mind was very committed to this, so he failed to make that important transition for way too long. That belief that people would think he was lazy was totally not true and cost him a lot of energy, commuting time, and productivity. A business owner told me she could not advertise her services because people would think she was not busy and therefore not successful. Total brain lie, but she operated as if it was true, and it cost her a lot in her business. If you go through life acting as if your stories are true, you'll miss out on things, and you may have more drama in your world than you'd like. Get out a piece of paper and orient it horizontally. Draw two circles on the piece of paper side by side. In the left circle, write story, and in the right circle, write reality. Now, write down all the things you can think of that fall under the category of story as opposed to reality. I'm going to seed your circle a bit. In the left circle, judgment, the future, excuses, concepts, ideas, opinions, the past, disappointment, failure, interpretation, overwhelm, business, assumptions, discouragement, success, all these things belong on the left circle under story. What words belong in the right circle under reality? Time, facts, the present moment, what happened? Physicality, emotion, measurement, numbers, items, sensation. Most people do not realize that emotions happen in reality. The stories and interpretations we often make up about our emotions actually lead us to not be able to process emotion very well. We are, in essence, trying to manage mentally what actually occurs physically. I've had a story for most of my life about not having enough time. This story was not real. Time is time. We all have the same amount, and it occurs in reality exactly in the same way as it has for millennia. This is true whether I'm busy or not. So, of course, I have enough time. There cannot be too much or too little, more or less of time. So what is true is that I have plenty of time. My story has been that I never have enough and that I don't get to spend it the way I want. I choose that. And yet I used to feel I was a victim of my situation. My brain was lying to me. When I viewed my interpretation as reality, it was damaging to my well-being and my experience. I always felt like I had a monkey on my back. Once I started to see the difference between what was real and what was story, I began to choose. There can be no scarcity of time. What is real is that I can choose to spend each minute of it, knowing I am in the right place at the right time, doing the only thing there is for me to do at that moment. I love it. I find that I have these moments when I'm just so happy and I can't figure out why. Maybe when I stop trying to figure out why, I will have truly arrived. So these are just some examples of story versus reality. Think about what stories you have that do not serve you anymore and write them down. When you catch yourself telling them, ask yourself, what is really true? And remember not to believe everything you think.